Good morning, guys. So, who likes to wake up and head to school? Yeah, that's right, because you go to an awesome school. You go here. I love to wake up and go to your school, too. But sometimes when I was your age, I didn't love to wake up. And sometimes now, I still don't. I'm thankful to wake up because it means I'm alive and I'm going strong. But if you ask Adam up there, sometimes I wake up like this. Because I'm tired and I want to be back asleep. So sometimes do your mom and your dad, do they wake you up and say, hey, it's time to go. We've got to go drop someone off at school, or it's time to get you to school. Yeah? And sometimes what do we say? No, 5 more minutes, just a little longer, because we want to do what? Sleep. That's right. And so maybe when we get older, maybe in middle school or high school, mom and dad stop waking us up, and instead, what might we use to wake us up? An alarm clock. That's right. And so when we have on our alarm clock, yeah. So you know exactly what time it is. And when you're sleeping, you can't see the numbers. And so you have to set the time for when you want to wake up. So maybe it's 7 a.m. And when it turns to 7, that's right. Sometimes we have to wait till the time our parents say to wake us up, wake them up. But sometimes you're right. We just wake them up anyways. And so say we need to get up at 7, and it turns 7, and what does the alarm clock do? Murr, murr, murr. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. You don't like the noise. You're not ready to wake up. So what do? You hit the snooze button. I'm a big fan of snooze buttons because it means 9 more minutes of sleep. 9 more precious, glorious, wonderful minutes of sleep. And sometimes I use my phone, and it has an alarm. It does the same thing. Beep, beep, beep. But you know, it has a snooze button, too. And I am a big fan. And so, there's a problem with snooze buttons. The good thing is what? We get more sleep. But the bad thing is sometimes it can make us late. You know, we snooze too long. That's right. So you can be late, or we can get used to the sound of beep, 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 and we can start to no longer hear it. That's also a problem. And so, sometimes we don't wake up because we get so used to the beeping because we've told the alarm, we're done with this. We just want to sleep. And we can think about that in our scripture lesson for today. So, in our scripture, there are two men. And there's this really rich man, and he wears fancy clothes. And then there's a poorer man named Lazarus. And you see, this rich man, he was so busy with his life and so focused on his food and his fancy clothes that he never noticed that Lazarus was right by the front door of his house, and he just wanted some food. But the rich man didn't even notice him. And, you know, I think sometimes that's what can happen if we press that snooze button too much. Because, you know, God talks to us when we pray to God. And if we tell God, no, not now. Now I don't have time to help someone who's hungry. Or now I don't have time to share my toys. Or now I don't have time or don't want to sit with someone who's alone or who doesn't have any friends. And if we press that snooze button, if we say, not now, at some point, maybe it's too late. Or at some point, maybe we stop hearing God call us. And so we want to remember that we always want to answer God's call to follow him. That when we hear God's voice, we don't say, 5 more minutes, just let me sleep. But we say, yes, God, I will follow you. So can you put your hands together for me? And we're going to say a prayer. Will you repeat after me? And when we finish our prayer, then you can either head to the nursery or back with your parents. Let's pray. Dear God, when you sound the alarm, telling us to follow you, we won't snooze. We will follow you. Amen.